Today on Bold Steps, we're getting into the gratitude zone.
Some of us have no power to fulfill our purpose because you have no strength or joy because you haven't been a grateful person and a thankful person. And you say, well, Pastor, I want to. I just don't know where to start. Let me tell you where to start. Start thanking.
Welcome to Bold Steps with Mark Jobe. Mark is president of Moody Bible Institute and the senior pastor of New Life Community Church in Chicago, and I'm Wayne Shepherd. Last week, Mark started a message titled The Gratitude Zone, and today as we move ahead in our study from the book of Colossians, we're going to learn how being in the gratitude zone will help us maintain the right mindset for living a purposeful life. And if you have your Bible handy, turn with us to Colossians chapter 3, verse 15, because we are going to the gratitude zone with our Bible teacher, Mark Jobe.
Number two, the gratitude zone helps us to maintain the right mindset. Notice what the Apostle Paul goes on to say in verse 16. And let the message of Christ dwell among you richly. What is the message of Christ? It's the good news. That the one that was all God became all man because he loved us so deeply and powerfully that he was willing to give his very own life so that you and I could have access to God. And through his sacrifice, he has allowed us to experience deep and powerful forgiveness that washes our past away. And he's filled us with his Holy Spirit, sealed his name upon us, called us sons and daughters of the Most High God. We have direct access to God the Father through Jesus the Son. He's given us his grace every day. It's a good news full of great favor that's poured out on our behalf. That's the message of Christ. Let the message of Christ dwell richly. Richly means deeply, full-flavored, multicolored, multidimensional. Not lightly, let the message of Christ dwell richly as you teach and admonish one another. Because if the message of Christ is dwelling richly inside of us, then we splash the message of Christ to the people that are around us. And he says this, notice what he says. Let it, as you teach, that has to do with content, and admonish, that has to do with warning, one another with all wisdom, through psalms and hymns and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. I want you to notice what he's saying. The way that the message of Christ dwells richly within you is when you become a praising, thankful people. The more you praise and the more you thank, the more richly the message of Christ dwells in your heart. Someone walks in the church with you. They know you've had a terrible, terrible month, that you're going through an incredible trial that would knock anybody off their feet. And yet when you come to a place of worship like this, this person that sits standing next to you feeling incredibly sorry for you because you're going through this trial, they see you. And as you worship, you get fully engaged in worship. And you start thanking God. And your arms are stretched out. And your lips are praising him. And you're fully engaged in worship with your face to the heavens, praising his name, glorifying who he is, being filled with the Holy Spirit as you worship him and praise him in songs and spiritual songs. And the person next to you thinks to themselves, how can she be worshiping God that way? And they are encouraged and admonished by seeing you filled with praise and worship. And they say, I want to be like that too. I want my faith to be that strong. I want to be a person like that. You see, a heart that's full of praise and worship is a heart that suddenly begins to change its mindset. Praise and worship thanksgiving. And that's what he says at the end. Listen, he says, I want you to be through psalms and hymns and songs and the Spirit singing to God with gratitude in your heart. Now, can I talk to you here? Because this is really important. So many of us have not understood that our faith should lead our feelings. We think our feelings should lead our faith. And so many of us have not understood that even when you don't feel like thanking God or praising God, you should anyways. Because to praise and thank God when you don't feel like it is not hypocrisy, that's obedience. Hypocrisy is to do something that I really don't believe in so that other people think I'm better than what I am. That's hypocrisy. Obedience says, it's hard for me to do, but I'm going to do it anyways because I believe he deserves it whether I feel like praising God or not. I believe he's still worthy of all my praise and all my thanksgiving, even when I don't feel it. That's obedience. That's called maturity. Maturity means that I choose to love even when it's hard and even when I don't feel it. That's a mature couple in God. When a husband says, I don't necessarily feel goosebumps when I look at my wife because we've been through a hard time, but I choose to act in love towards her, even though I don't feel it inside of my heart, I choose to love her because I know as I choose to love her, the feelings will catch up to my obedience and I will feel that once again. I'm acting in obedience even though I don't feel it right now. That's not hypocrisy, that's obedience, that's maturity. That you're pressing through to obey even when you don't feel it. That's maturity. The Bible talks about giving a sacrifice of praise. That is the fruit of our lips giving thanks unto his name. Do you realize that at times when it's time to worship, you don't feel like worshiping God? A sacrifice of praise is I pull it out of the depths when it's hard to do. I'm pulling deep inside of my soul and it's hard to do. Because my feelings aren't pushing me forward. A sacrifice of praise is when you walk into a place like this and people are worshiping. And maybe someone's really into it beside you. They're like, oh, yeah. And you're like, I don't feel like it. So you walk in this place and you feel like, I don't feel like praising God because I feel like my week has been terrible. I feel like everything's going bad. I feel like my emotions are dry. I'm having trouble at work. I'm having trouble at home. I'm having trouble in my finances. I feel pressure in my back. I feel blood pressure in my head. I feel achy all over. I feel tired, discouraged. I don't feel like praising. And you walk in a place like this and people are praising and you cross your arms and you just sit there kind of meditating. But maturity kicks in. And because your faith is deeper, you say, even though I don't feel like it, God, I'm going to open up my mouth as people are praising, and I'm going to begin to squeak out. Because sometimes that's all we can do is squeak out a little praise. Because you're acting on obedience and praising God, suddenly you squeak out a little praise. And the more you start to try to praise God because you know God is still good even though you feel bad. And that God is still on the throne even though your circumstances aren't bad. So you start just praising God with your lips and pretty soon your hand kind of goes up like this. You know, it's not full blown because it takes a while. And your hand goes up a little bit like this, and you keep praising God. And there's something that happens as you praise God, because you're praising God. And as you praise God, you create a landing place for the power of the Spirit of God to begin to fill you more. And the more you begin to praise God, you find one hand going like this and praising God. Suddenly your voice is getting louder. You're engaging in worship. And before you know it, you're in full-fledged praise of the living God, because your sacrifice of praise has led you to the reality of praise, and now you're praising God in spirit and in truth, and you're feeling it from the inside out, because you have not let your feelings lead your faith. You've let your faith lead your feelings. That's a sacrifice of praise. And that's exactly what the Apostle Paul is talking about. And over in Scripture, the Bible is full of words that tell us to praise God, to thank God for who He is. That's called maturity. A living sacrifice of praise. And number three, the gratitude zone also helps you continue in purposeful living. Verse 17, and whatever you do, say whatever. Whatever. And whatever you do, and just in case you're confused about it, whether in word or deed, whether it's speaking or whether it's doing, whatever you do, whatever, do it all in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is about what drives you. This is about purpose. This is about committing what you do to God. You see, in our world, there's a propensity to distinguish between the secular and the spiritual. Someone goes to work in the morning and you feel that's secular, and then you go to a Bible study or a small group and you lead a Bible study and you feel like that's spiritual. So you make a distinction between the secular and the spiritual, and yet what God is telling you is that whatever you dedicate to God has now become spiritual. It's your spiritual act of worship. So if you're a stay-at-home mom and you're changing diapers and washing dishes and trying to maintain a household, and you're feeling like, hey, this is just a waste of my talent, and this is just overwhelming, and this is not spiritual. When you are washing dishes and you say, Lord, I wash these dishes in Jesus' name, then suddenly that dishwashing has become a spiritual activity because now you're doing it in the name of Jesus.
Whatever you dedicate to God becomes your spiritual act of worship. That's our takeaway so far from the first half of this message from Mark Job here on Bold Steps. And Mark will return to give us some tips for staying in the gratitude zone in just a moment, so please keep listening. Mark, I always look forward to getting the Bold Stepper Weekly in the email box every Monday morning. Of course, it's not just for me. Anybody can get this.
That's right. And if our listeners don't know what we are referring to when we say Bold Stepper Weekly, this is a weekly communication via email that goes out. It's our way of encouraging you at the beginning of the week, and we have some devotional thoughts and also sometimes some personal stories. For example, this week we talk about the legacy of my father. Actually, yeah. This month, November, marks 26 years that he passed away and died at the age of 60 and is buried in a cemetery outside of Burgos, Spain, where he devoted his life to sharing the gospel and planting churches. And so if you haven't signed up for the Bold Stepper Weekly, we want to encourage you. It's very simple. Wayne, tell them how to do that.
Just go to our website, boldstepsradio.org, and click on the Bold Stepper Weekly, and then it will come to your email inbox every Monday morning. Here's a listener who's responding. Dr. Job and Bold Steps, you are amazing. All caps, amazing. You lift me up in my down days. Thank you. Well, that's we know it's not us. It's God's word that's lifting people up, right?
Absolutely. Thank you for that word of encouragement. And by the way, we love to hear those stories, and Jesus is amazing, and He uses mouthpieces like us. And I'm amazed, truly, how God takes the word from the Holy Spirit and deposits it just at the right time when people need to hear it.
Thank you, Mark. Again, sign up for the Bold Stepper Weekly at boldstepsradio.org. Let's get back into today's Bold Steps. The message is titled The Gratitude Zone. And once again, here's Mark Job.
And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. So I'm doing it in Jesus' name, but I'm doing it with a heart of gratitude. I'm thanking God as I do it. You know what happens when you become a thankful person? You step into the gratitude zone. Let me just tell you the chain reaction. The Bible says that the joy of the Lord is our strength. When you have joy, you have energy. you lose your joy, you lose your energy. People that go through depression, deep depression, they've lost their joy. And when they lose their joy, they have no vision for the future, and so they have no power in the present. People that are going through depression can barely get out of bed. I've dealt with people, and we've walked alongside people that were so deeply depressed that they could not put their clothes on in the morning to step out of bed, and where we've had to say, come on, you could do this. Yeah, get up. And they're so weak, they can't eat, and they're so depressed, they can't get out of bed, and it's a struggle to walk out to the grocery store. Why? They've lost their joy, and they've lost their hope. And so when you lose your joy and your hope, you lose your energy. The joy of the Lord is my strength, it's my energy. If I lose joy, I lose energy. And if I lose energy, I have no power to make things change. I have no strength for the future. Everything overwhelms me. When you've lost your joy and you have no strength, your crying baby overwhelms you because you can barely survive, and add anything to it, you're already overwhelmed. How many of you know what I'm talking about? We've been there at times in our life where we're so overwhelmed. And what the Apostle Paul is telling us, and what the Spirit of God is guiding us to do, is that you don't understand that thanksgiving, the habit of thanksgiving, the habitual act of thanking God and focusing on what is good, on the purposes of God, on the character of God, the act of thanksgiving generates joy, and joy automatically generates energy, and energy gives you the power to fulfill your purpose. So it starts with thanksgiving, and thanksgiving gives fuel to joy, and joy fuels energy, and energy fuels our mission and our purpose. Some of us have no power to fulfill our purpose because you have no strength or joy, because you haven't been a grateful person and a thankful person. And you say, well, Pastor, I want to. I just don't know where to start. Let me tell you where to start. Start thanking. They tell us that it takes about 60-some days to develop a habit. They used to say 21 days. Further research has determined that a habit, as you are leading up to the 60th days, it's like pushing something uphill. But once you get to 60-some days of doing it, it becomes more natural and easy to do it. It takes less effort to do something between 60 to 120 days, and then it becomes part of what you do. Some of you need to begin to embrace the habit of thanksgiving. And in the beginning, it will feel unnatural. You'll have to remind yourself a bunch of times a day. Put sticky notes on your mirror. Remind yourself on your phone. Alarm. Give thanks today. Whatever it takes, you need to try to get in the habit of beginning to thank God. The attitude of gratitude. Step into the zone that says, I'm going to start thanking. And as you begin to thank, and as you begin to focus on what is good, and as you begin to praise, I believe that it'll start generating a joy within your heart and your spirit. And as your joy kicks in, you will find a greater energy. And as your energy kicks in, you will say, I want to fulfill the purposes that God has called me to. And you'll find yourself doing what God has called you to, because it started with a jump start of thanksgiving. Yeah. I have an old snowblower that someone gave me about 10 years ago. It's seen better days. And this thing's, you know, struggling. And so as I start, it goes, I'm kind of like, come on, you could do it. Because here's what I know. That to get started is really hard. But once it finally gets started, it spews out some white smoke, but once it's going, it's going. Once it's going, now I don't have to worry about it stopping. It's getting started that's really hard, but once it's going, man, it's cranking. Some of us are like that. To get started in the habit of thanksgiving is challenging. But once you get started down that road, there is momentum that's built upon your momentum. Thanksgiving gives birth to thanksgiving. Praise gives birth to praise. It's a exponential effect on our lives. It's a domino effect that once you start, it generates more. But here's what I know. That your circumstances may not change or be altered. But one thing I do know, that you can choose today, right now, that you are going to move from the zone of complaining and negativity and self-pity and step across an imaginary line into a zone that's the gratitude zone. And you're going to jumpstart it today, and you're going to say, by the grace of God, Lord Jesus, and the power of the Holy Spirit, help me to operate in the zone of gratitude, the gratitude zone. And when I'm kicked out of that zone, I'm going to get back in that zone. And when I step out, I'm going to get back in. And I'm going to live in this zone of gratitude and let the joy of my soul begin to emerge and let the energy of my life start coming forward, because regardless of my circumstances, I'm going to give God the praise and the glory and the thanks that He deserves, because He deserves it.
The habit of thanksgiving generates joy that then generates energy and strength. That's the key to staying in the gratitude zone, and a takeaway from today's message with Mark Job. Well, Mark, I know a lot of people out there who perhaps are struggling this week because maybe Thanksgiving didn't go so well with the family, and now there's a sense of dread as they look ahead to Christmas. Why don't you take a moment and say a word of encouragement to those who may be feeling this?
You know, you're not alone. That's what I want to say. It is a discipline and a mindset to say, I will embrace an attitude of gratitude. By the way, let me say, there's a lot of studies, both secular and Christian, that indicate the power of thanksgiving and gratitude in our mindset. And so if you're right now struggling and you say, Pastor Mark, I'm finding it hard to find anything in my life right now to give thanks for. In fact, I find myself more negative and critical and complaining. Then I want to pause right now. Would you pause with me right now? I want you to join me as we give thanks together. And I want to challenge you to develop a habit every single day. First thing in the morning, wake up and say, I'm going to spend the first 3 to 5 minutes giving thanks to the Lord. I did it this morning, by the way. I spent my first time in the presence of the Lord, walking around my living room, giving thanks, first of all, for all the goodness of God. So pause with me. Father, I thank you for my brother or my sister. You see the challenge, the pressure, the stress, the anxiety, the difficulty, the tribulations are going through. And they've lost, God, that spirit of thanksgiving. So I pray right now, Holy Spirit, would you just breathe encouragement into their life right now? Would you remind them that they're not alone? Invade their space with your presence, Father. And I pray, Holy Spirit of God, that their lips would begin to thank you even right now for the breath in their lungs, for the salvation of their soul, for the food that they can eat, for the goodness of God, for the fact that you have the future in your hands, for the fact that you are the God that is the God of miracles and can surmount any obstacle that comes our way, Father. I pray, infuse a spirit of thanksgiving, lift their spirit, even now I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Mark, and thank you for today's message. Well, some listening may be entering into what are known as the golden years. You know, when Billy Graham was in his 90s, he explored the challenges of aging while gleaning important spiritual truths from Scripture. In his book called Nearing Home, Life, Faith, and Finishing Well, Dr. Graham takes an honest and compassionate look at what it's like to get older, the trials and triumphs of retirement, and the treasures that long outlive us. And we'd be happy to send you this insightful resource when you support the ministry of Bold Steps with a donation of any amount. Ask for the book, Nearing Home, when you call 844-615-7363. That's 844-615-7363. or give online and request the book when you go to boldstepsradio.org. And one more way to reach us, you can send your donation in the mail at Bold Steps, 820 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60610. That's 820 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60610. But many find it more convenient to give and request the book by going online to boldstepsradio.org. Well, I'm Wayne Shepherd. That's all the time we have today. But be sure to come back tomorrow when Mark transitions our focus from gratitude to hope in the face of discouragement. We'll learn more about what to do when you don't know what to do. And we'll be taking our guidance from the wisdom of Hebrews chapter 10. That's Tuesday, right here on Bold Steps with Mark Jobe. Bold Steps is a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Bible Institute.